Chapter 1.1, Section Summary.
During the last ice age, a land bridge appeared between Asia and what is now Alaska. Many scientists believe that people from Asia crossed this bridge to North America sometime between 50,000 and 10,000 BC. This movement of people from one area to another is known as migration. These first migrants to America are called Paleo-Indians. Historians study Paleo-Indians by relying on archaeology, which is the study of the unwritten past. Archaeologists study artifacts, which are objects made by people long ago. Most Paleo-Indians were hunter-gatherers, people who hunt animals and gather wild plants to provide for their needs. As the Ice Age ended around 8,000 BC, the temperature changed around the world. This caused the development of new environments, which are climates, land, plants, and animals that exist together. As the climate changed, Paleo-Indians hunted smaller animals and developed agriculture. People learned to breed plants and animals for human needs through a process called domestication. The most important crop in the Americas was maize, or corn. The use of agriculture led to the development of more complex societies. Societies are groups that share a culture. A society's culture is made up of its common values and traditions. Some of the first societies in the Americas developed in present-day Latin America. Two of these societies, the Olmec and the Maya, developed a writing system that used glyphs, which are symbols and images that represent ideas. These societies developed between 1200 and 400 BC. Around AD 1168, the Aztec developed a powerful civilization in central Mexico. They built a huge city in the middle of a lake. The city was called Tenochtitlan. The Aztec conquered and traded with most Indian groups in central Mexico. South of the Aztec lived the Inca in the Andes Mountains of South America. The Inca were known for building roads, huge palaces and temples, and irrigation canals that watered farmland. Like the Inca, the Hohokam of the present-day American Southwest built irrigation systems. Also in the Southwest, the Anasazi lived atop mesas, which are flat-topped hills. The Anasazi built homes called pueblos out of stone or clay bricks. Some pueblos were built into cliff sides for protection. In the American Midwest, societies such as the Adena, the Hopewell, and the Mississippi developed between 1200 BC and the early AD 1600s. These groups built burial mounds to honor their dead.